Due to technical difficulties beyond our control, Reggie Noble's stinking ass will not be performing with us tonight.
Eric Sherman, extra amateur, damager, I foes jumping off cliffs, grabbing the ass cheeks, yelling Geronimo. It ain't a problem at all, we can't solve. 360 degrees, rhymes to boulevards and charge by my entourage. I put the ram in Dodge, Ross Claw and Bumble Claw. Maintain, few remain in the game, so I remain focused and pops the main aim.
Well, it's the funk doctor, spot the punk cock lyricist. My mentality so deaf, yo, I ain't even hearing this shit. Biscuits be cocking back when I be coming. I guess they heard how I be taking MCs out by the hundreds. One tip for 2 million and the body alone, and use the microphone as my accomplice. Scientists still tripping, thinking what the fuck is this funky focus that grown amongst us.
I bring a few, sing a few, rap crews say the same too, but can't hang too like we do. Fuck them, they better bow slow. Drama go hit them real quick, cause I'm case and low. Battle rain will do this, where the fuge on the crew. See what the vet could do till you undo shit. Three groups, four punks is out of time. I box two, I knock them out at the drop of a dime.
Yo, the long face murderer, serving over 2 billion motherfuckers this day like Mickey D. Circular. Working on shifty hour like a burglar. My crew herbia, y'all, like we never even heard of y'all. Eyes are evens, that I'ma be the one creeping. My new niggas check the flows of the major deacon. The bizarre, the rap nine superstar. When I step up, I pump volume like raw.
My afro blows at 360 degrees. So this makes me the light skin rich around tree. Vocabulary's very loquacious and gregarious. Pump that too, go grab a dictionary. Find words that we flip on the MKE mic. My crew be like, the style's hype. Wrong's the opposite, forget the bull. To rhyme like the K solo, you need more than a soul kid.
Come closer, while I lock it down like I'm supposed to. You battle me, you won, you might have, but then you woke up. My turbulence will make peanut butter choker. Call me the Brick City, stock cop broker. Y'all niggas is fools playing with hood rules. You couldn't total my amount if you sung, I missed you. Dissed you, dismissed you, yeah, I fixed you. Let your girl suck on the shit that I pissed through.
Keep it on. Keep it on.
Yo, what we doing, son?
Knocking niggas the fuck out.
Yeah, welcome back. Welcome back. Blurred Vision Podcast, open beta 1-65. Yeah, 65. I am your host, Chubbs, a.k.a. Chubby One Kenobi, a.k.a. Potty fucking Piper. Today is Saturday, December 5th, 2020. Still in this motherfucker. Shit won't go away, bro. That opening song was It's Like That, my big brother, Redman, featuring K-Solo off the Muddy Waters album. That shit's fire. That's one of my favorite songs. I started to play Creepin', which I might do. I don't want to do two Redman songs in 2 weeks in a row, but I might fuck it, do that shit, because that shit hard. You know what I mean? I got the gun up under your leather, nigga, so walk casually. And I played the Stick Up skit. Yo, I used to love that fucking skit. It's been a good week for me. You know what I mean? Chilling. I mean, shit could have been worse. It could have been better. Shout out to my brother. Went over to my brother's crib. First thing we gonna do, went over to my brother's crib for his birthday party. Watched the Roy Jones Tyson fight. That was look, let me say something right now. Let me say this shit right now. All you motherfuckers that all y'all niggas making fun of Nate Robinson, I wanna first say that, okay, Nate Robinson deserves that shit. I don't know what the fuck Nate Robinson was thinking. Yo, like my brother would tell you, I called all four fights. You know what I mean? I called all four fights perfectly. I was like, yeah, these aren't good matchups. You know what I mean? All these matchups have obvious flaws. The first match was actually the best boxing match of the joint, but it still was like it was a bunch of people who was just way bigger than their opponent. And Jake Paul was way bigger than Nate Robinson. Nate Robinson didn't look like he looked at anything to do with boxing before he walked in that ring. I don't know what the fuck he thought he was. Because, like, yo, I was like, yo, he's begging for a clean right. And, like, three clean rights in a row. put him down. You know what I mean? And finally, like I said, Jake Paul had the reach advantage, the height advantage, and the size advantage. Like, and he had the skill advantage at that point. You know what I mean? From everything we see, like maybe in a regular fight, yeah, maybe, but nah, that's new. That was no bueno. Nate Robinson embarrassed himself. But then Nate Robinson called him out. So, you know what I mean? He got what he got. And y'all can go ahead and make all the Nate Robinson challenge. I'm not doing it, but y'all niggas is stupid. Y'all niggas is stupid for coming up with that shit. Y'all niggas is foul. The internet's fucking undefeated, bro. I'm telling you, y'all niggas on the internet, y'all got to find hobbies or something. Because all y'all do is find different ways to grind niggas the fuck up. The Tyson and Roy Jones fight, my brother texted me like 2 days and was like, yo, they should be spontaneously checking Roy Jones for internal bleeding, hemorrhaging. Because, yo, Mike was going to town on his body. He caught him with one clean left hand. That shit turned Roy's head real quick. And Roy was like, oh, no, never again. Roy was like, nah, no, never again. Uh-uh, we not doing that, baby. That shit hurt. I seen the look on Roy's face. Roy did everything. I was like, I went in there and like I said, I was just hoping that Roy ain't die. So when Roy, everybody was bitches, motherfuckers was complaining on there. Oh, all they did was hug you. 250-year-old niggas fighting. Shut the fuck up. Yeah, Roy Jones was hugging him. Roy Jones wasn't trying to get beat the fuck up like that. Roy Jones, yeah, I mean, Roy Jones looked like Larry Holmes, flabby and sick. But he got 10 mil and him and Mike got 10 mil and hopefully his liver and his and all the rest of his internal organs that Mike was like body. Mike was body beating the fuck out of Roy, bro. Mike was body beating the fuck out of Roy. And I'm glad Roy's alive. That's all I can say. I'm glad Roy's alive. We want to do a quick shout out to Sarah Fuller, the first woman to play in the FCS football game. FCF is Football Championship Subdivision. That's the new name for Division One. You know what I mean? She's a kicker. She didn't get the kick, I don't think. And she's not going to get the kick this week because Vanderbilt's game got postponed or canceled due to the Roni. Because people still don't want to do shit. People don't want to do the right thing. So we still Roni'd out around everywhere. You know what I mean? PA, you know what I mean? Philly shut down. You know what I mean? Maryland shut down. New York shut back down, shutting down again. You know what I mean? Like lots of places are shutting the fuck back down. Florida opening up. Yo, God bless Florida, man. Not Florida, man, but God bless Florida. Because you got to be a wild motherfucker to live in Florida, man. And there's a bunch of wild motherfuckers out there. Oh, I want to do a quick shout out. Quick shout out to my man TJ for listening. TJ Eat Butt at JB Loves Raps. I shouldn't have called him Eat Butt. That's a terrible way to do a shout out. But they be calling the nigga TJ Eat Butt. I just call him TJ. Sometimes I call him TJ Eat Butt, but that's usually because I'm super duper high. And that's funny as fuck to say. you know what I mean? Good looking on listening. What else? What do we want to do before we get to all the fuck shit? Because this is gonna be a whole lot of like we have to fuck it. We'll just do it now. All right. So the Republican Party is still attempting to pull off this coup. You know what I mean? Like, and for those of you who don't think it's a coup, it's either because you're stupid and Republican, and which means, hey, thanks for listening. I appreciate it. No offense, but you're stupid and Republican. Or, you know what I mean? You don't think that could happen in America. I know a lot of people that just don't think it could happen. And I'm like, it's happening right before your eyes. You know what I mean? It's literally happening right before your eyes. You know what I mean? Like, they're okay. So let's slow down and explain my thinking and where I'm coming from and how we got here. Okay, so, all right, now, the Trump administration and its allies have filed 40 lawsuits in varying levels of court, and they've all been smacked down pretty much. Like, it's just terrible. And the thing is, like I said the last time I talked about this, and I said I didn't want to talk about these assholes anymore, but I have to because not talking about them is what helps them do the dumb shit that they're doing. But, all right, so I said it before. They know that their supporters are stupid. You know what I mean? Like, let's just keep it a buck. They know their supporters are stupid and or just evil. And so what they're doing is they go in court and they get kicked out of court, and then they come out, and this is how like stupid people think. You know what I mean? All right, look, we have all this evidence and we took it in court and the judge didn't want to hear it. It's a conspiracy. And there's a bunch of people like, yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, and Rudy Giuliani has, Rudy Giuliani is, Rudy Giuliani, man. Yo, this dude is, Donald Trump is a fucking embarrassment. This is all his fault. Rudy Giuliani is a fucking piece of garbage. And the worst part is he is like comically, like dangerously comically incompetent. He can't do anything right. But the funny thing is he's actually succeeding in a certain way. He is riling up Trump's base. Like I said, they go into court, they get their ass kicked in court, and they come out and they say it's a conspiracy and everyone's in on it. Even though some of these judges that have smacked Trump's lawsuits down are Trump-appointed judges. But these people are stupid, so you can't tell them nothing. Like, everything has to, if it doesn't feed into their worldview, it's part of the conspiracy. So now not only do you have fucking Rudy Giuliani saying batshit insane things, but now they're doing things and they're holding sham hearings. All right, now these guys are going in front of the legislature of Michigan, and they're just saying, just the state legislature of Michigan, and they're just saying like the wildest shit. And they're bringing in, like, first of all, of course, it's 90% Caucasity, just all the Caucasity just being, you know what I mean, thrown around. They did have an Indian woman in there who got racist as shit, and no one said anything about her. Like, no one even, like, that's how batshit insane all this was. This Indian woman went in there, and she was like, well, some people say that all Indians look alike. She was like, I think all Chinese people look alike. So what if some child comes in here, and I'm like, yo, I'm sitting there looking at this hearing, and I hear her say that, and I'm like, first of all, I've never heard anyone called a child. But being a nigga, you know exactly when someone's being racist as fuck. that part of your brain is like that. You know what I mean? That's when you a nigga in America, that gets downloaded into the reptile part of you. The mammalian part of your brain, it breathes right through. The reptile part of your brain be like, hold up, time out, back that up. What'd she say? She called that nigga a child? Yeah, that's racist. You gotta get the fuck away from that bitch. Get out of here. Danger, nigga. Danger, Will Robinson. But she said that shit and nobody said anything. And I'm just sitting there like, yo, oh, is that where this is going? And then his star witness came on. His star witness was a woman named Melissa Caron. And I don't know if she just like was off her meds or she was drunk, but this bitch was out of her fucking mind. Like at one point, Rudy Giuliani tried to shush her. Like, that's how crazy she was. Like, this is his star. And then he had to distance himself from her afterwards. They were like, he was like, yo, I just met her today, bro. This is like the Sidney Powell thing all over again. Like, hold on, time out. I just met her today. You can't blame that on me. She said y'all knew this bitch. You know what I mean? But she was in there getting into it with the Republican, like, legislators. They're sitting there asking her questions, and they're like, what'd you do? Take the book and change it? And I'm like, yo, y'all have, they're fracturing the Republican Party. And I'm actually cool with that. But the thing that I'm not cool with is all the most dangerous people, like the violent idiots, are going to be in the Trump section. And you have Trumpists now coming out and advocating violence. You know what I mean? His one lawyer, DeGenoa, came out and said, yo, they should take Brian Kemp and Brad Raffensperger out and shoot him. Like, you can't say that. And he was like, I was just joking. Like, no, that wasn't a joke. You weren't laughing. There was no kiki and hee hee. That's not a joke. You advocating violence. You know what I mean? Michael Flynn is saying, hey, Trump should just declare martial law and stay in power. That's a military coup. At that point, it's literally a military coup. Now, the thing that a lot of people like to fall back on when you talk about that is the thing that people like to fall back on is that, you know, the military is beholden to the Constitution, and once something unconstitutional, like, it's illegal to follow unconstitutional orders in the military. But if the leadership isn't going to punish you because the leadership is following those unconstitutional orders also, where the fuck is the threat coming from? And that's why a lot of us were trying to sound the alarm when he started installing loyalists at the Pentagon. Like, hold on, time out. This is part of a coup attempt. When you get rid of even if I don't want to say they're nonpartisan, like Mark Esper, I'm not a fan of Mark Esper, but at the same time, I didn't believe Mark Esper would go along with anything like this. But now that the people they have in there are all Trump loyalists, hey, maybe they will go along with it. You know what I mean? Maybe they're not going to tell the military to stand down if he says some dumb shit like that. You know what I mean? And then, like I said, you have 74 million Trump voters. All right, let's say 4 million of those people aren't evil. You know what I mean? They're not stupid. Even they're just they just want their tax breaks. They just want their tax breaks and shit. You know what I mean? Still evil. You don't have to worry about them. They're the people that are going to just go along with it. You know what I mean? But the other 60 to 70 million people, so a lot of those people are violent morons. And you know what I mean? They're well-armed violent morons, and they're itching for an excuse to use it. Like, you see, they're all over the place talking about civil war. Oh, we need to have another civil war. What do they need to have a civil war for? And they never fucking articulate what they want to go to war for. They just say they're losing the country. I don't know what that means. You know what I mean? They never are. They don't even have a reason. They don't articulate any type of fucking common sense behind it. Like, they just say, hey, we need to have a civil war. This is getting out of control. The liberals. Like, the liberals? What the fuck? What are you talking? Shut up. Like, you don't even have they just want to do shit. You know what I mean? Like, what else? Like, there's a whole, like, Bill Barr came out. Now he's thinking about firing Bill Barr. You know what I mean? Bill Barr came out and said, hey, man, look, the FBI and the DOJ, we didn't find no evidence of voter fraud. This is Bill Barr. Bill Barr is a ginormous piece of shit. Bill Barr has been attorney general twice. There were large scale racial uprisings both times Bill Barr was attorney general. I'm not saying that there's any correlation. I'm just saying, it just, you know what I mean? Funny coincidence. Every time that nigga's attorney general, we got to stand up and as a whole raise, like, hey, look, the cops is tripping again. You know what I mean? The regular abuse we was dealing with, but now y'all up to killing niggas and shit again. Can you stop? So, you know what I mean? But that guy, first of all, he's a unitary executive believer. And if you believe in the unitary executive school of thought, you're an asshole, because that means you believe in dictatorships. Because if you want to explain it really, really simply, is the three branches of government are co-equal. It says the three branches of government are basically tyrants in their lane. Like the legislature, the legislative branch, they have complete power. You know what I mean? They have complete power in their thing. The judicial branch has complete power, and the executive branch has complete power. And the only way to do something to the executive branch is impeach or vote them out. That's a very dangerous school of thought. That's basically saying, hey, all y'all niggas can be dictators. You know what I mean? Y'all ain't got to listen to nobody. Like the judiciary, like the Supreme Court I don't think we should have lifetime appointments at the Supreme Court. I just think that's a stupid idea. You know what I mean? But whatever. That's neither here nor there. But you know what I mean? Like some of that shit, like, That's a dangerous school of thought. The president, there's no checks on the president. Who the fuck came up with that? I mean, like these are dangerous people who crave unlimited power. You know what I mean? And then you have guys like Lynn Wood, who had a rally in see, this is the funny part. Now the Republicans have gone so far to dirty the name of the election up that now you got guys like Lynn Wood out there that have taken. Lynn Wood is one of Trump's lawyers, and he's a huge Trump supporter. He anything dirty, nasty, like he was Michael Flynn's lawyer. No, wait, no, that was Sidney Powell. Sidney Powell was Michael Flynn's lawyer. who got pardoned from the president, who was, who had not only fucking pled guilty, he told, you know what I mean? He told and he pled guilty, and then he wanted to recant part of his, motherfucking testimony because he knew, at that point, he knew he was getting a pardon, and Bill Barr had recommended no jail time. Actually, I think Bill Barr and Mueller recommended no jail time, but he gets a pardon, you know what I mean? And, like, the reason he was under investigation was because he was covering up shit for Trump, so Trump pardoned him. So, there you go. At least he did that nigga a solid, you know what I mean? I mean, he's still a convicted federal pardon or not. He can never work for the federal government again, so there's that. You know what I mean? But, like I said, he's out there saying, hey, yo, you know, declare martial law. Like I said, Lynn Wood was he was Kyle Rittenhouse's lawyer. He was somebody else jerk off's lawyer. He had a rally in Georgia where he said, hey, look, if Kelly Loeffler, who was a ginormous corrupt piece of garbage, and David Perdue, another ginormous corrupt piece of garbage, both of them should be under investigation by the SEC and the government because they apparently took classified information that they got from being senators about the coronavirus pandemic on its way. We didn't know yet. They didn't tell us, but these two people took the classified information they got about their coronavirus and went and bought stock in personal protective equipment because, you know, that's exactly what Republicans believe government is for. They believe government is to help enrich yourself. First of all, Kelly Loeffler married a man who's already worth $800 million to $1 billion. Yet here you are, just being a piece of garbage. You know what I mean? You don't have to be she's just a piece of garbage, and she's crazy too. So, like, you know what I mean? And she's probably racist. You know what I mean? They always end up being racist. Like, can't y'all do some new shit? Like, why are y'all always racist? But, you know what I mean? Lynn Wood held a rally and told a bunch of Trump supporters, hey, look, if they don't come out here and support, they don't come out here and vocally support this man's coup attempt, his election fraud lies, don't vote for him. You know what I mean? And then you got a whole Rona McDaniel Romney. Her last name's Romney. She doesn't go by Romney because Donald Trump doesn't like Mitt Romney, so she doesn't use her last name. Like, that is the pet. I mean, like, hold on, time out. I don't fuck with Donald Trump, but I respect that petty. I respect that level of petty. I'm the pettiest nigga ever. You know what I mean? But I respect that level of petty because fuck it, man. If you can get away with it, you know what I mean? He don't like Mitt Romney. What's your name, bitch? Ronald McDaniel Romney. You either drop that last name or you get the fuck out of my face. Yeah, man, you don't use that shit around me. I don't care if you are the RNC head. I'm the RNC. Like, right now, Donald Trump is the Republican Party. You know what I mean? And they're falling in lockstep. But he's telling, like, they're going around telling people, hey, look, if they not gonna stand here and say this shit like us, go, don't even vote for them niggas, you know what I mean? Don't even say nothing to them. Just don't even show up, which I'm hoping, I hope they don't show up. I mean, like I said, I'm no fan of Kamala Harris or Joe Biden. And the fact that he tried to put Rahm fucking Emanuel, one of the most corrupt politicians the city of Chicago has ever seen. And Chicago has a storied history of motherfucking corrupt politicians. And Rahm Emanuel puts many of them to shame. And he's a Democrat. And he's Obama's boy. And I don't care. I don't fucking care. The fact that he was going to put Rahm Emanuel in the cabinet, I don't give a fuck what position. The fact that he was going to hire Rahm Emanuel for anything lets me know that I shouldn't be too excited about the Biden-Harris administration. You know what I mean? Obama redux? All right. It'd be better than the last 4 years, I guess. You know what I mean? Like, they don't have a nigga in offense. They don't have a nigga in the highest office in the land to go completely fucking batshit. Like, you realize America is going batshit crazy. It went over the edge when Obama got elected. And then he got reelected. And then they elected a white supremacist. And now they're electing Joe Biden, a racist. You know what I mean? I ain't gonna say a racist, a bigot. You know what I mean? Bigot. you can be bigoted. You know what I mean? And then Kamala Harris, a person who only claims her black ancestry when it suits her. You know what I mean? AKA when she want niggas to vote for her. You know what I mean? That other time she say she Indian and Caribbean. It's like, oh, you don't fuck with niggas? No nigger tree? Oh, okay. Oh, only when you need some votes, though. When you need some votes, you call no niggas. See, like I said, she went in Law and Order Justice Democrats and Law and Order Democrats are not the same thing. Law and Order Democrats are Republicans with Law and Order Democrats are Republicans with more morals. You know what I mean? They still want to lock niggas up. They just not is all the way evil on everything else. Justice Democrats believe in actually overhauling the justice system. Oh shit, time out. God damn. Oh, who the fuck? Sorry about that interruption. I had to talk to my landlord about being able to pay my rent. You know what I mean? Just her picking it up. You know what I mean? Because I think I said it before, I deposit the money directly into her bank account. You know what I mean? To make it easy for her. Because like I said, she's an older woman. But they closed that branch. And I didn't know that until I got down there and took the money out. I went down there Thursday morning, you know what I mean? Got up, it was nice enough, so I was like, all right, I'm gonna just get up and walk downtown and catch a cab from the bank to work. So I got up and walked down there, and I went to the joint and went to the ATM, and then I just grabbed the money out the ATM, turned around to walk to the, like, oh, that motherfucker closed. I was like, oh shit. So I had to call her, and she, there was no reason for me to tell you all that, but I did. So, there we go. Like I was talking about, a bunch of evil, pernicious assholes. And they're attempting to, they're attempting a coup. And like I said, I don't know, man. I don't fucking know. Like, I didn't watch Trump's 46-minute Facebook post because it was deranged. I knew it was going. I don't watch that nigga. That nigga's deranged, bro. Like, he says any fucking thing, bro. Any fucking thing. And I wasn't going to watch that. You know what I mean? So you should definitely be paying attention. You should be paying attention, and you should be saying, like, y'all, we should be en masse writing our, like, especially Republicans. Like, do y'all want, like, if you're a real Republican, you know what I mean, not a cult member, you know what I mean, not a fucking evil moron, you just believe in social conservatism, social and fiscal conservatism, I don't agree with you, but I can have that logical, you know what I mean, civilized debate. But, like, y'all should be the one standing up first. Y'all party's the one getting, y'all the ones that look like weirdos, y'all the ones that look like fucking maniacs, like niggas, like the Senate, we see y'all like, oh, you Republican, oh, we automatically like start lumping y'all in with the Trump niggas, and they be like, oh, I'm not a Trump man, look, I don't know, don't say that shit to me, get away from me, bro, you know what I mean, y'all niggas crazy, y'all niggas spread Roni and just do weird shit, like y'all should be, Republicans should be the first one standing up, but we all should be standing up, anyone that believes in democracy in America should be standing up and saying, hold on, time the fuck out, this is bullshit, y'all need to stop, you know what I mean, you should be calling the Republicans in Congress and in the House out, because like Republican GOP leadership, you should be calling them out because this is fucking nuts, y'all. I mean, but then again, this is what they've been doing. Like, this is, you know what I mean, you take it back to conservative talk radio, you know, the days of Rush Limbaugh when he was king, Bill O'Reilly and all that. I used to listen to some of that shit and I'm like, yo, this shit is nutty. And there's people that believe that. Like, they literally believe all that shit. And like, there's no way you can have a fucking, and they've, like, they spent the last basically three, four decades since at least the 90s just, like, telling people just the dumbest shit. And now it's backfiring on them, and they don't know what to do, so they're just riding with it. And, like, they don't give a fuck. And, you know what I mean? We should, but, I mean, like, who the fuck are we? You know what I mean? I was talking shit. I was just talking about my landlord, so, all right, so after I came back from my brother, like, I went to my brother's crib last week. I said that I was gonna stay at his crib because I knew we was gonna get drunk till 4 or 5 in the morning. But I ended up getting drunk to the point where I wanted to go home. So I go home and shit, right? And as soon as I open the door, I'm just like 5:30 in the morning. I just got a cab. I just got out the cab. I'm staggering into the crib, and as soon as I open the outside door, I hear water running upstairs. I hurry up and run in my apartment. Don't you motherfucking know the entire ceiling above my shower didn't collapse? There's 2 inches of water on the floor, on the bathroom floor, the kitchen floor. It's going down in the basement, fucking carpets all wet. It was coming out of my fucking kitchen cabinets, bro. I have to wash every fucking dish that I own after I had already just washed all my dishes. That's the worst part, bro. That's literally the, like, my stereo got fucked up. You know what I mean? One of my stereos got fucked up. My one in the kitchen. Like, the speakers are two different colors now because the one was so water damaged. You know what I mean? But the worst part is definitely the fact that I have to wash every single motherfucking dish in my house again. And then I got a fucking, like, and then, like I said, I got home. All that shit's going down. I called my landlord that just called me, the lady. She's like, oh, shit. So she called the dude that bought the building off her, you know what I mean? But he don't take over as landlord until after the new year. So she called this nigga, and he come out. It's like 7 o'clock in the morning and shit. I'm just sitting here, yo, bro, I'm going at, bro. And like I said, I was drunk, and I didn't, you know what I mean? It wasn't something I felt like all this, like, I felt like I was finally getting back to myself, and I walk into this bullshit. And so I was going at, bro. You know what I mean? So I didn't come home. I didn't go home. I went to work. I got up Sunday. Went to, I got like 2 hours of sleep. Got up Sunday. Went to work. Worked all day. Went home Monday night. Went home Sunday night. Got up. Went to work Monday. Didn't come home after Monday. So I come home Wednesday because I got to work Thursday. I come home Wednesday and I'm like, yo, nigga, you ain't fixed nothing. And so I call the landlord again. She called him, give him my number. He like, yo, this nigga talking some shit like, yo, I needed your 24-hour permission. I'm like, bruh, you were here. I told you to fix it. I didn't think we'd have to talk about anything else other than, hey man, how much you gonna fucking charge me for this stereo that my nigga fucked up? Like, bruh, come on, what is you doing? Yeah, but I went home last night. Yeah, I mean, and they at least fixed the ceiling. I mean, they're not done. They better not be done because they got to clean their fucking mess up too. Like, I'm not cleaning that shit up. Get in there and clean everything, bro. I want my bathroom to look like it did when I left Saturday evening. When I left Saturday evening, my bathroom was in one piece and it was clean. When I come back, yo, I'll say you're done. When I come in the house, my bathroom is in one piece and it's clean, nigga. Fuck out of here. He did replace my mats and my shower curtain and shit, though, because he threw my shower curtain, because you had to throw that shit out. I wasn't going to wash it, you know what I mean? I wasn't going to wash it. Like, it had, like, all this shit from the ceiling on it. Nah, I don't want to touch that. Fuck out of here. But it's getting fixed. This is apropos of nothing, but the federal authorities are looking for someone there. They've dubbed the Too Tall Bandit. He's a serial bank robber. He's robbed at least 16 banks across the South and Southwest, I believe. You know what I mean? It's a white guy. They say between 6 foot and 6 foot six. That doesn't sound like too tall. You know what I mean? I'm 6'2". You know what I mean? And between 6 foot and 6 foot six, that's a pretty big discrepancy. Like, you see 6 foot people all the time. Like, oh, the nigga was about 6 foot. How tall was he? He was like 6 foot. The nigga might have been 6'6". Like, he jumps over the counter, he's got a handgun. He's always in full disguise. No one's seen his face. They just know it's a white dude. And I'm rooting for him. As long as he doesn't hurt anyone, I'm rooting for him. Keep robbing him. You know what I mean? Get your shit off. I didn't know niggas was still robbing banks though. That's some old D.B. Cooper ass shit. Nigga out here robbing banks to keep it pushing. I wonder if it's like, see, they didn't have enough on the argument. I want to know what the time frame is. Like, did he just start robbing banks during the Roni, or has he been robbing banks? Like, he just rob a bank like once every 3-4 months. You know what I mean? Or maybe a couple banks, depending on how much you're getting. I don't know. But I think it's interesting that the federal authorities have dubbed him the Too Tall Bandit. He's not too tall. All right, so my Uber driver didn't sign up. I realize I'm older, and I realize I'm the problem a lot of the times, and I can admit that. When it comes to my well-known issues with anger and drivers, I thought since I wasn't driving, I was safe. I was wrong. Like, I was in an Uber the other day, and we was behind somebody. Now, mind you, when you get in an Uber, for those of you who've never taken an Uber, and there are people who've never taken an Uber, When you get an Uber, like, the fare is already set. The trip's prepaid. So no matter how long it trip take, look, if you ain't in a hurry, man, I don't give a fuck what route you take, bro. Just get me the fuck where I'm going. I already paid you. You ain't getting no more money. So I normally be sitting in the Uber. Like I said, I don't normally be having anywhere to go. You know what I mean? I don't get last minute Ubers and shit like that. So I normally got time to get wherever I'm trying to get. So I'm sitting in the Uber, and we was at a roundabout, and the dude in front of us stopped. And I don't know what happened, bro. I just snapped. I was like, roll this motherfucking window down. I hang halfway out the motherfucking window. I'm like, hey, nigga, fucking move your car, dickhead. It ain't a stop sign. It's a roundabout. Go. And dude, he honked and gave me the finger. I'm like, my nigga, we will jump out. We will get out and we will fucking jump you. Yes, me and the Uber driver. We will fuck you up. We got your license plate, nigga. What? I have no idea why I was so angry. Like, I have no idea. Like, I was totally fine. Like literally the second before that, I was chilling, watching Skip and Shannon on my phone. That shit happened. Flipped. I get back in. He pull off. I get back in the car. I get back out of the window and shit. And the Uber driver, which is some clean cut, wholesome little white dude, and he just looks at me in the rear view mirror, and he was like, dude, I didn't sign up for this shit. He ain't say nothing else the rest of the trip, bro. It was like a 15-minute trip. He ain't put no music on, nothing. He went straight silent. He just put his hands on the wheel and kept going, bro. He ain't asked me no questions. He ain't, you know what I mean? He must have put the Bluetooth in his. I think he put the Bluetooth in his ear so he could hear the directions on the Bluetooth, because bruh was just done. He was like, oh, no, I ain't signed up for none of this shit. This nigga in the back seat is tripping. I don't know why I do some of the shit that I do. I mean, I know I'm nuts, but I don't have to act like that in public. I had to go make myself something to eat. I made some good ass food, too. I don't even know what the fuck to call it. Just good ass food. You know what I mean? I just got done while I was eating and after I was eating. This is, for those of you who didn't know or didn't realize it already, it's another work pod. I mean, I'm on the work pod flow, just like I did last time. Get the work pod flow going, then I can eventually transfer it to home and have the home podcasting going right. But right now, that's not what's going on. We're doing work pods. While I was eating, I just watched the My Hero Academia abridged movie, too. That shit is dope. Shout out to Joyride Entertainment. Them niggas is nice. It's a good one, too. Go check it out. It's only a half hour long. You know what I mean? We might as well get into unpopular opinions. Yeah. Unpopular opinions right now. Unpopular opinion. Mass Effect Andromeda ain't bad. It's actually pretty good. Fuck what all them other niggas is talking about. I got it on my laptop and on my Xbox. I actually just finished the campaign, you know what I mean? Like a couple of days ago, here at work, you know what I mean? Sitting around, did the last boss at work. I mean, it has its flaws, of course, but you know what I mean? It ain't that bad. It ain't like all the motherfuckers was bitching about, oh my God, Magic Fixer, Diamond, I count the Magic Fixer. Some of y'all gotta shut the fuck up. Like, I can't compare it to Mass Effect 1, 2, and 3 because I only played Mass Effect 1 on 360 for like 30 minutes and I was like, never the fuck again. I've said this before, I have the entire collection. Like, I own all four games. But there's no controller support for Mass Effect 1, 2, or 3 unless you go and you get a mod and you got to mod the files. And I just haven't felt like doing that. Like, I got to mod the files and then I got to map the buttons. I'm like, hold on, time out. I don't even know how to play the fucking game. I don't know how to map the buttons out, man. But, you know what I mean, depending on how close it is to, what do you call that shit, Andromeda, I might go ahead and do it. But fuck that nonsense. You know what I mean? Like I said, them niggas, like all y'all niggas that was whining and bitching, like y'all, shut the fuck up. That shit's dope. Like, you know what I mean? Especially when, like, once you get into the combat and learn what you're doing, you know what I mean? You get later on, you fighting different groups of people, you know what I mean? Start jump jetting or biotic. Yo, I got a little teleport joint. Teleport through, I can teleport. My dodge, because you get three types of dodges. You get the jump jets, the biotic dodge, or the dodge that I got now, because I had jump jets at first, then I switched my profile, got biotic of a, and I switched my profile again. And so now I got this, it's not a cloak. It's a, like I said, it's a teleport basically, because you can teleport through solid material. Like, yo, I teleport right through niggas cover. Like it goes down, bro. Teleport through niggas cover, hit him with the motherfucking, teleport through niggas cover, hit him with the big whammer. Like I have fun with the game. I want to play some more. I might do another playthrough. I'm probably going to do another playthrough. I just can't figure out how many hours I have in it. And I hate that shit. Like, how many hours do I have in this motherfucker? You know what I mean? But whatever, I'll figure it out. I bought Control. I said that. And guess what? As soon as I bought that shit last week. That shit's on Game Pass now. I downloaded it for my Xbox. I'm a play it on my Xbox. You know what I mean? Or I don't know. Maybe I'll play it on my laptop. I'll play it on my laptop and stream it off my Xbox. That's what I think I'll do. You know what I mean? Because I can. It'll be in ultra automatically on my Xbox. You know what I mean? That way I can stream it in ultra, and then I have it on my fucking laptop, and I can play it in ultra when I'm not. You know what I mean? When I'm not streaming it. So I might actually crack that open today here at work. You know what I mean? Depending on how busy it get. I'm actually kind of hoping it don't get busy. Because I'm on pace to have 60 hours this week. So I just don't really give a fuck about these niggas. At the end of the day, I'm going to have 60 hours. And then the new week start tomorrow. And I'm going to have about... I'm going to probably have somewhere in the neighborhood of 50 to 60 hours next week. So, you know what I mean? Like, I ain't got nothing coming up where I got to take off or nothing. Nope, I don't got nothing until next Sunday. Next Sunday is my joint. And that's a whole new pay period. You know what I mean? That's the rent check pay period. So I'm going to be back in here Monday, Thursday and Friday. I'm gonna have to grind my ass off a little bit, because like I said, that's the paycheck period. Plus, that falls on we close Christmas. We might be close Christmas Eve too. I don't know, but that'd be because what is Christmas? What day is Christmas? Today is the 5th, so 20 days from now. So next Saturday is the 12th. The Saturday after that is the 19th. So what is that, Thursday or Friday? Yeah, so I'm going to get my money back. It don't really fucking matter. I'm going to get my money back. I'm going to pay my rent on time. So it don't really fucking matter. I'm going to have the bread. You know what I mean? This check coming up, this check is the Christmas check. You know what I mean? I still got to go get Giddy's gifts. I probably do that Thursday after Wednesday or Thursday. You know what I mean? Maybe Thursday. I mean, Wednesday after work. I mean, Wednesday after they leave, I'll go pick up his gifts and shit. Then, I'd be done. You know what I mean? I already paid my electric bill. All the money for my rent's paid. The money for my internet is already budgeted and set aside. Paid the electric bill. Paid my phone bill. I ain't got no other bills, bro. Bills paid. I just gotta get these gifts, and then I'm gonna get them they Switch and they TV. Like the 20th or something. You know what I mean? I'm gonna get them a Switch and a TV. I'm like, all right, we good. That's it. That's Christmas right there. You know what I mean? Anybody else getting nothing for Christmas? Well, I'm gonna get them to buy something for their mom for Christmas. You know what I mean? From them to her, because that's I don't be wanting us to have a strained, fucked up relationship. But I'm not gonna just sit here and be just accepting all types of bullshit just because we got kids and we technically still married. You know what I mean? But whatever, I don't mean shit. I don't gotta listen to your bullshit. You better ask Crazy Pills. You know what I mean? Mark called me. Yeah, my son called me. That shit was dope. You know what I mean? He called me out of nowhere. I was like, what's up, man? He's like, man, we ain't talked in a while. I'm like, oh, you know what? That's my fault. My bad. I apologize. I mean, my bad. You know what I mean? Keep it a thousand. Like I said, I keep it a thousand with my bucks. That's my bad, and I apologize. Your dad was going through some shit too, but they ain't got nothing to do with you, and I should have called. You know what I mean? He was like, man, I'm chilling. He's like, I just got to do a little self-improvement. I was like, shit, nigga, me too. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Everybody got to do a little self-improvement. But like I said, I'm probably crack that Control open today. Crack that open, and then plus EA Play got added to the console edition, the Game Pass. I told you, you PlayStation niggas is stupid, bro. Like, yo, I can just download and play Madden 21 right now. You know what I mean? If I ain't gonna say never, but I ain't gotta buy too many fucking video games for real. I just buy shit because I like owning shit. You know what I mean? I grew up like, yo, if you own it, that's one thing. You know what I mean? Having it is one thing. Owning it is something totally different. I like to own shit. You know what I mean? That's why I really want a fucking optical drive so I can buy some fucking... But buying games on disc somehow done got... Like, buying games on disc should be more expensive than, you know what I mean, buying a digital copy. But that is just not true. I don't know why the fuck that is. You guys are fucking assholes for that. What else is there about video games? Oh, so we talking about video games. This is a tangential to that. I was here at work getting drunk, and I was watching Poke Chop. If you don't know who Poke Chop is, go follow Poke Chop, Poke Chop 50 on Twitch, Infinite Poke Chop on Twitter. He's Atlanta-based. Was it Atlanta? Nah, I don't think he is. He from Atlanta? I forget where he's from. But he's like a Southern-based black fighting game like legend. Like, and he had a he did a stream the other day. He did a stream last night. These niggas are still playing Marvel 3. You know what I mean? These motherfuckers is dedicated. And the fucked up part is these niggas is playing unpatched Marvel 3, and I don't think that shit is fair. Cause the nigga did a TAC Infinite, and I'm like, I could have swore they patched that shit out. I could have swore they patched that shit out. I remember them patching that out. So these niggas is playing unpatched Marvel 3, UMVC 3, Ultimate Marvel. Because regular Marvel 3 is different. No one plays it. It's dead. Regular Marvel 3 was broken, first of all. Let's get one thing straight. Your vital signs. We gonna get to that too. But regular Marvel 3 was like horrendously broken. Like the infinites were so easy to pull off. It was just too cheesy. Like, and it was like you could still do infinites and shit, but they're a lot harder. Like they were a lot harder. Like the TAC Infinite only worked with Doctor Doom. You know what I mean? Like, but they THC. It's TAC and THC. The team hyper combo where you like in original Marvel 3, it's a glitch, but where you do a combo and a super, and then you get your other character to come in and do another super, but it has to be like a counter, a super that'll miss, and then it will somehow reset the damage and stun meter, and you can go ahead and do another combo. It was just nasty, which is why I stopped playing it. Because I was like, all right, this ain't cool. I don't like, this ain't even a fight. Like, that's why I say I don't like that one-touch death shit. Like, you still got one-touch deaths in UMVC3, but you gotta be nice to pull a lot of them off. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah, but like I said, I was watching Paul Chop, and he was playing some nigga named Blackwork, Max Blackwork. Shout out to the nigga, because he was cool about it. But he was talking wild shit on Twitter and all that. He, nigga was flexing, doing all that and the third. They was playing first to 25 for $100, but you know what I mean, niggas donated and shit, got the pot up to like 300, something like that, like 310, something like that. And bruh, it started out close. At one point it was like 4-2. It got ugly. Like, it got ugly as fuck, bro. First of all, Poke Chop plays a fucking weird team. He plays Spencer, Dante, and who's he playing? Spencer, Dante, and Frank West. Yo, first, let me get to this. I didn't play Frank West. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't experiment too much with Frank West. Bro, I just started experimenting with Frank West. Yo, level 5 Frank West. Yo, first of all, getting Frank West to level 5 is crazy. And level 5 Frank West is a fucking, yo, he's a problem. Like, if you see a nigga playing Frank West and he get to like level 3 easy, get out of there. You're going to die. You're going to get your ass, you're going to get embarrassed, bro. Yo, level 5 Frank West is fucking sickening. Fucking nasty, bro. Like I said, I had never experimented with him. You know what I mean? It's pause. I had never experimented. So I didn't know. But yesterday I'm sitting there while I'm waiting. I'm like, you know what? Let me throw on some Marvel. Let me see what Frank about. Cause bro, Gary on here and he was practicing the day before and I was watching that stream and he was whooping his young boy's ass. But he pulled the team out. He got to like 23 or 24. It was like 23-5 at one point, like 23-5, and the nigga did some real disrespectful shit, and he took Dante out, and he put in Virgil, because the boy he was playing with Virgil, Trish, he was playing with Frank, hold on, who was Blackwork playing with, because he was getting his ass busted to the point where I wasn't even paying attention to him. Like, I wasn't even watching, like, I was just watching his team get their ass beat. Yeah, you know I mean, so shout out to Poke Chop. Like I said, if you can find the stream, I think he streamed it on his channel, so it should be on his channel. Poke Chop 50 on Twitch. Go check that shit out. Like, it's and then he had a whole tournament last night. I ain't see who won the tournament because we started to close, and then like I got a beef with Uber because Uber charged me for a ride that I never took. But whatever, I ain't dealing with all that now. But like I said, go ahead check that shit out. That shit was hard body. And I said something. Let's get one thing straight. Your vital signs. They finally dropped Rum Nitty versus Kayshawn, so I got to watch it because I never look at shit on the caffeine app. I just don't because I don't know. I don't get no notifications, no nothing. So I don't be knowing when shit be going down. So I don't be watching, and I don't be watching. I should like buy some of the pay per views sometimes, but I be like, man, every time I hear about it, like the shit be all fucked up, and I don't be trying to pay that shit if that shit gonna be fucked up. But they dropped Kayshawn versus Rum Nitty. Yo, look, Rum. I like Rum Nitty. You know what I mean? I'm not the biggest Rum Nitty fan, but I like Rum Nitty. I respect his skill. I respect how he handled himself. That nigga got 30. Like, I don't know what else to say to you. Yo, Rum got 30. You know what I mean? Like, Kayshawn, it might be my East Coast favorite. Pardon me. Like, don't get it confused. When I say Kayshawn is my favorite East Coast battle rapper, I'm not putting him above, like, Loaded Lux. Because no one's above Loaded Lux. You know what I mean? Loaded Lux is probably the greatest battle rapper of all time. I know niggas are gonna say, oh, but he lost to Mook. Everybody got a bad matchup. Tom Brady lost to motherfucking Eli Manning twice. So, and Lux lost to fucking Mook twice, I think. You know what I mean? So, I think they battled three times. The first one was debatable with the young Lux and the young Murder Mook when they was in like the record store or whatever. That was debatable. You know what I mean? Depending on who you like more was probably who you gonna say won the fight. At the time, I was a bigger Murder Mook fan. So I was saying Mook won that battle. But you know what I mean, I go back and listen to it and like I go back and forth. So it's definitely debatable. You know what I mean? But as far as like Lux is just too fucking nice. Now mind you, like I said, niggas think that Verb beat Mook when they battled. And I'm like, were y'all niggas paying attention? Did y'all hear anything Mook was saying? Like, Mook had whole round schemes. Like, his whole first round was one scheme, bro. That shit was sick as fuck. And niggas is out here saying Verb won. I'm like, oh, y'all niggas is trash. Y'all niggas is in the way. But, I'm not a big Hollow the Don fan. But, you know what I mean? Charlie Clips, like, you know, Kayshawn versus Charlie Clips. I think that would be a great battle. You know what I mean? I think that would be a great battle. Kayshawn versus Goods. I think that would be a great battle. But versus Clips, I think Kayshawn can do enough stage presence. You know what I mean? Performance. I think he can do enough shit to edge Clips. I think him and Goods would be a better battle, though, because that'd be two niggas that you're not going to get under Goods' skin with none of that shit that, like, if you watch the battle, the second round, Nitty came out with his second round. He knew that shit was going to be hard. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. He knew it. Then Sean came out with his second round, and you could just see it on Nitty's face, and he was like, oh, this nigga different. This nigga too different. That's probably why he ended up choking in the third round. You know what I mean? Now I can understand. Like a lot of motherfuckers be choking versus Sean. I think Tay-Rock choked versus him. You know what I mean? Like, niggas be choking versus Sean. And now I get it. Like, after, like, watching enough. Because I always like Sean. I always like Kayshawn. But, like, it was more because of the performance and the stage presence. And I don't want to say theatrics. Because he's not theatrical. But, you know what I mean? He is expressive. You know what I mean? Not as much for the bars. Nowadays, his bars is up. I don't know. I don't know what the fuck DNA told this nigga, but ever since he been hanging out with DNA, his bars done got ridiculous. Now, I'm not saying DNA's writing for the nigga. I'm not making that claim, that assumption, that assertion. I'm just saying since he been hanging with DNA, that shit been different. You know what I mean? Just everything's different. And my favorite West Coast battle rapper is, of course, Daylight. You know what I mean? But URL won't drop the Daylight versus Tay Rock battle. I understand why. You know what I mean? You got to go to the app. You got to get the app. You got to pay for that. Because that was apparently the battle of the decade. You know what I mean? Like, that was the battle. But I can see why. But I'm not. I want it. I want to see that shit. Because I know that shit hard. Because like I said, Daylight is my favorite. Daylight is my favorite overall battle rapper. You know what I mean? But as far as I split them up in the coast, West Coast battle rappers, East Coast battle rappers. And then, like, you know what I mean? We can talk about, hey, who's your favorite Midwest battle rapper? I probably say, like, Clean Paper. You know what I mean? Who's your favorite Down South battle rapper? I don't know if I have one. I'd have to go through. I'd have to think about it. Hold on, time out. Let me give a shout out to Mr. Chalaka Boo. You know what I mean? Big T, if y'all don't know who Big T is. Mr. Chalaka Boo. You know what I mean? He came in the game making gun sounds, and he ain't going to stop now. Chalaka Boo. Yeah, but, you know what I mean? I like Big T. Like I said, it's a lot of great battle rappers, and I should be watching more battle rappers. But, like, even with the wrong, like, I'm not as fucking inactive as everybody else. Nigga, I work 50, 60 hours a week. You know what I mean? I got my kids 3 days a week. I don't really be having time to be doing shit. I got like, yeah, come. And then when I do get it done, it's like, oh, I've been working all day, or I've been doing shit all day. I'm going to go have a beer. I'm going to smoke some weed and get drunk. Maybe play a little Xbox. Watch some shit on Twitch. Try to help some Twitch niggas out. But you know what I mean? I should be watching more battles. I should have a battle rap podcast. You know what I mean? But like I said, you know what I mean? I'm waiting for Daylight versus Tay Rock. Because they dropped a couple battles. Like I said, they dropped Kayshawn versus Rum Nitty. Like I said, Nitty got 30. No, it was, you know what I mean? You can say Nitty won the second round if you want, just to make it a gentleman's 30. But, you know what I mean, it was a fucking 30. He didn't really win that round. He got 30. You know what I mean? They dropped DNA versus Bill Collector. I didn't watch it because that's just a bad matchup. You know what I mean? There's nothing. And I like Bill Collector. You know what I mean? Bill Collector, he's from around here. Not around here. He's from Norristown, which is 45 an hour away. You know what I mean? He claimed Philly, but he's from Norristown. Everybody from Norristown claimed Philly, though. So I don't even know why niggas be trying to make it seem like a big deal. Like, everybody from Philly claimed Norristown. So, you know what I mean? I don't want to hear it. You know what I mean? So, but, you know what I mean? I like Bill Collector. And Bill Collector does have talent. Bill Collector can do certain things. But against a guy like DNA, that's a terrible matchup. Like, that's going to be I ain't watch it, but I bet you it's a gentleman's 30. You know what I mean? DNA took a round off. DNA might have taken the second round off. DNA took a round off. You know what I mean? DNA took a round off to freestyle and talk shit to somebody because he already knew he was up 2-0 and it didn't matter because Bill Collector can do his little dance moves. He can do his little singing. He can do his, like I said, I like Bill Collector. That's not a good matchup for Bill Collector. That's a terrible fucking matchup for Bill Collector. You know what I mean? He doesn't stack up in the talent area. Like, I ain't gonna say in the talent area. He doesn't stack up. Like, he's like DNA would be cannabis, and Bill Collector would be more like LL. Whereas, you know what I mean, Bill Collector makes like good battle rap music. Like, he'll have a beat on and everything. He write to a beat and everything. He'll have like the way he say his shit, it sound like it should have a beat to it. And sometimes he'll throw a beat on. But DNA is just going to come out with bars. Bars, schemes, and punchlines. That's it. That's 1, 2, 3. Get him out of here. And that's probably what happened. You know what I mean? Like I said, I didn't watch it. I'm waiting for DNA. I did watch, I watched Clips and Goods versus, I watched about 2/3 of Clips and Goods versus Hitman Holla and John the Don. I like John the Don. I can't stand Hitman Holla, and he is just like spreading like a wildfire. And it's like the niggas always have to say shit 75,000 times, even without the remix. Get a crowd reaction, run it back from the top. Get a crowd reaction, run it back from the top. Get a crowd reaction. I don't care about the that. First of all, that line wasn't even that great. And then for y'all to like run it back from the top 75,000 fucking times, you making the battle go wrong as shit. I don't want to hear that shit, man. Like I said, I like John the Don, and I think John B. And I think John beat him in a fucking battle before. Yeah, I think John, I don't know. I had to go back and watch it. I mean, I know John had the most memorable bars. You know what I mean? I'd have let him talk to my pops for real. You know what I mean? But as far as like who won, I don't really remember. But like Charlie Clips and Goods is a good two-man team. You know what I mean? That's a good two-man battle rap team. You know what I mean? They have great chemistry. They both super nice. They're friends in real life. So, you know what I mean? A lot of that shit goes hand in hand. Just like DNA and Kayshawn are friends in real life now. They close friends. So, their chemistry on the stage during the battle was fucking ridiculous. I don't know if they battled before, and if they didn't, I think they should. That would be, I think that would be like a title card, like a main card, a main event type battle. Clips and Goods versus Kayshawn and DN. You know what I mean? Clips and Goods versus NWX. Rest of you niggas suck. Y'all know my slogan. Zip them up. Yeah, that's he got all. You know what I mean? I need a slogan. Niggas make you want to do extra shit. I need a fucking slogan now. Quick update on some bitch ass niggas I was talking about before. I should bring back bitch ass nigga of the week. This is way, way back. I was talking about the SoundCloud drug dealer niggas that came in every Friday. All right. So, they came in today, and I found out that I was half right. I said the niggas was SoundCloud drug dealers, which means they little petty bullshit drug dealing was funding some bullshit trash ass SoundCloud rapper. I was right and wrong. One of the niggas is a SoundCloud drug dealer, and one of the niggas is a SoundCloud motherfucking SoundCloud rapper. I hate them both, though. I honestly hate them both. And why the fucking security guard tell me they had to turn two people away yesterday? Because these niggas said they came for the food. They came to the strip club for the food. The food that I intentionally don't make very well because I don't want to be doing it. Because we don't make no money off that shit. We make money off booze and broads. And right now, we ain't making no money off the broads because they ain't got to pay no fees because, you know, shit's shut down. You know what I mean? So they ain't got to pay their house fees. You know what I mean? So all we making money off for real is the booze. Fucking hate these fucking... See, this is why things happen. This is why I end up getting angry and just hate motherfuckers. Because people just come in and just do hateful things. Like, things that make me want... Like, if I hate you, it's not my fault. It's yours. You did some shit to make me hate you. I kind of want to do NFL picks, but I kind of want to start, like I said this before, I kind of want to start a whole separate sports podcast, but I would have to get a fucking co-host for that. I can't just run a sports pod. I mean, maybe I could. I'm sitting here talking shit. Maybe I could. Huh. Yeah, I mean, let me check this out. Let's go to schedule. Let's see what's going down. Let's see what's going down. Let's see if we can get some all right, fuck it. Let's do it. All right, hold on, time out. I want the where's it at? Scores. Here we go. There we go. This way we get the lines and everything, yeah, man. I want the lines and shit. All right, first game, Saints at Falcons. Saints is 9-2, 4-1 on the road. Falcons is 4-7, 2-4 at home. The line is the Saints are given 3. You know what I mean? Over under is 46. I don't think Drew Brees is playing this week. He got broken ribs and shit. Taysom Hill is starting again. This is kind of a tough one to call. You know what I mean? Like if Drew Brees was playing, the Saints are probably like a 7 to 10 point favorite. But with which they're like the over under is only 46, so they're only saying, you know what I mean? It's gonna be like a 26-20 game or a 26-23 game or some shit like that. You know what I mean? So I would go, because Taysom Hill looked like shit versus Denver. Like, super shit. And, he already beat the Falcons once, though. But that was in, I would go with the Saints. You know what? Nah, I'm picking up. Yeah, I would go with the Saints. The Saints have a much better defense. And the defense can keep them in the game. And they'll probably be able to run the ball. Lions, 4-7 at Bears. 5-6. The Lions is 4-7, 3-3 on the road. The Bears is 5-6, 2-3 at home. The line is Chicago, given 3, over under 45. You know what I mean? So basically, they're saying these teams are even. It's going to be a low scoring affair. And the Bears are getting 3 for home point advantage, home field advantage. I would take the Bears just because the defense is. I would take the Bears in the under. You know what I mean? Just because the defense is. The defense should be better. Their defense should be able to keep them in this game. You know what I mean? Browns at Titans. Browns 8-3, 3-2 on the road. Titans 8-3, 4-2 at home. The line is Tennessee giving 5.5 points, over under a 53. Take the Titans and the take the Titans in the over. I think it's going to be a higher scoring game than people realize. I think Derrick Henry is going to run roughshod over. I think both teams are going to be able to run the ball effectively, but I think Derrick Henry, I think Nick Chubb might be a better pure running back. You know what I mean? As fluky, as like as cliche as that sounds, I think Nick Chubb might be a better pure running back, but no one's playing as well at the running back position as Derrick Henry. And like I said, the Browns' defensive line is more for pass rushing. You know what I mean? So, and like I said, I think the Browns are going to, like with Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt, I think the Browns are going to be able to run the ball pretty effectively. You still got to, like, you have to figure out a way to throw some play action in there and not let Baker Mayfield throw the game away. Who else we got? Bengals at Dolphins. The Bengals are 2-8-1, 0-5-1 on the road. The Dolphins are 7-4, 3-2 at home. The line is Miami minus 11. The over-under is 42.5. I don't know who's starting Ryan Fitzpatrick or Tua Tagovailoa, but that's a big line. But the Bengals suck ass. And like I said, man, they let poor Joe Burrow get his fucking ACL, MCL exploded by my team. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? By my team. I wasn't proud of that. I said that we had to get him out of there. He was going to get killed. But, you know what I mean? That's something you didn't want to see. But Ryan Finley's going to be getting a start, I believe. That's a big line. But I think Miami I'd take Miami in the under. You know what I mean? I don't think the Bengals are going to be able to score. That's a good defense. They're going to get a takeaway or two. You know what I mean? I think, like I said, Ryan Finley is terrible. So I don't see how the Bengals are going to score very many points. All right, let's get back to this shit. Next game, Jags at Vikings. Jags 1-10, 0-5 on the road. Vikings 5-6, 2-4 at home. The line is Minnesota giving 10. Over under is 51.5. I would go with the Vikes in the under. What are the Jaguars going to do? I mean, like, you know, man, I'm not a believer of Kirk Cousins, but Dalvin Cook already has 1,100 yards. He's averaging 5 yards a carry. He has 13 TDs. Justin Jefferson is probably going to be rookie of the year now that Joe Burrow's out. He's probably going to be rookie of the year. The Jags just had James Robinson. I'm trying to remember who they beat. Taking Kirk Cousins with a 10-point line is just kind of, that's kind of scary. But I would probably take the Vikes. I mean, if Dalvin Cook can get loose, I would take the Vikes in the over. But I'll probably take the Vikes in the under. You know what I mean? Raiders at Jets. Raiders are 6-5, 4-2 on the road. Jets are 0-11, 0-6 at home. Damn, Smiths. The line is the Las Vegas Raiders are given 8. The over-under is 47. John Gruden is going to react to how badly Derek Carr stunk it up last week. I don't know if he's going to go back to the John Gruden that hates Derek Carr and is doing nothing but, like, trying to get the ball out of his hands as quickly as possible. Or if he's going to, like, try to do he's going to try to have the same game plan as he's basically had for the Chiefs, which is, you know what I mean, you got to let Derek Carr cook a little bit. That 8-point line I normally would say is a big line, but the Jets are fucking terrible. I don't know if Sam Darnold's going to start or Joe Flacco's going to start, and I don't know if it really fucking matters. You know what I mean? I would take the under and the Raiders. I'll take them to cover. Colts 7-4, 3-2 on the road versus Texans 4-7, 2-3 at home. The line is Indy giving 3. The over under is 50.5. Deshaun Watson is fucking amazing, but man, did Bill O'Brien screw those guys the fuck over? The Colts are the Colts should be, you know what, to be totally honest, the Colts should want, like, Deshaun Watson. You know what I mean? I know they have Jacob Eason in the wings and they got Jacoby Brissett, but Phillip Rivers obviously ain't going to do it. He's too old. He's still Phillip Rivers. But Jonathan Taylor's all right. Like, they got running back by committee, Jonathan Taylor, Nyheim Hines. What's that kid's name? Michael Pittman Jr. He looks good. T.Y. Hilton starting to get back to life. Like I said, Deshaun Watson's great. The over and under is 50.5. I would probably take the over, and I take the Colts in the over. You know what I mean? I take the Colts to cover. Rams at Cardinals. Rams 7-4, 3-3 on the road. Cardinals 6-5, 3-2 at home. The line is LA giving 3. Over under 48.5. The Rams for some reason can't beat San Francisco, but they can beat everybody else. The Cardinals, Kyler Murray looks like Kyler Murray's shoulder's banged up, so DeAndre Hopkins already has damn near 1,000 yards receiving, but he only has 4 touchdowns. And he's gonna get the Jalen Ramsey treatment. The Cardinals line isn't very good. It's only 3 points. I take the Rams to cover. I would go for the 24. I would take the Rams to cover, take the under. Giants at Seahawks. Giants 4-7, 2-4 on the road. Seahawks 8-3, 5-0 at home. The line is 11. Seattle giving 11, over under 47. That line's too big. That line's way too fucking big. I tell you about that. I don't see them getting blown out that much. Whether Daniel Jones starts or not. I mean, Seattle's defense is getting better, but it's not that much better. And I think they can cover, man. I'm not sure if they can cover. You know what I mean, that's a big line. But they will be at home. DK Metcalf is a fucking star, but Russell Wilson leads their team in rushing, and that's not smart. That's not good. That's not fucking good. I'll take the Seahawks to cover and take the over. If they're going to cover, they're going to have to take the over. You know what I mean? If they're going to cover, it's going to have to be the over. You know what I mean? Unless they're just going to whoop stomp them. But even then, that will be late TDs. I think they need to score a lot of points and just put the shit in the bag. All right, updates to the updates. All right, this shit didn't have to drag over to Sunday because it got busy out that bitch last night. And I didn't get a chance to come back here and finish. But I got updates to the updates. First update to the bitch ass for the bitch ass SoundCloud niggas. They are banned forever. I know y'all don't care, but I do, so I wanted to share it with you. second update. I don't know if I talked about this. I'm pretty sure I did at some point. But at some point I had to go to war with domestic relations again. They was double dipping. And I get home last night and these niggas sent me a rebate check. Now, to find out how much money they actually owe me would be a whole nother fight that I don't feel like engaging in. But the way they do it is like, if they send you a check, it's not going to be just one check. You know what I mean? What they do is they don't send you the whole amount that they owe you at once, unless it's like a really small amount, like $16, $18, some shit like that. Anything like other than that, they split that shit up and send you small checks. So I'm fucking around. I don't know how much I owe them though, but I got home and there was a rebate check there. And like the crazy thing is, because I went to war with them before, I know exactly what that motherfucking check from getting checks from domestic relations and for bail refunds. Like when you pay your bail, not through a bail bondsman, but actually through the city, when you pay your bail, you get that money back minus 20%. And they all looked, all the checks they send you look the same. You know what I mean? So as soon as I looked at that motherfucker, I was like, oh, that's a check from, I'm like, hold on, time out. At first I was like, oh, then I was like, it said PA Skidoo. And I'm like, oh, these niggas owe me money. Oh, that was months ago. I think that was in June or July. Like June or July that I called them. And here we are in December. It took them that long. But that is an admission of guilt on their part. And I don't give a fuck about anything else. My bathroom still isn't fucking fixed. And do you know how disrespectful these niggas is? I'm going to slide one of these maintenance workers. You know what I mean? I'm going to slog one of these maintenance workers because listen to the dumb shit that they got. Not only did these niggas not fix the gym, not fix my bathroom, they got, yo, shit's dirty. Like, niggas got my soap dirty, my nigga. Like, my soap? How you get soap dirty? Soap is specifically built not to get dirty. But you got my soap. I got those 2 clean bars of soap away. You know what I mean? Then these niggas came in my crib and turned the heat on. Like, I opened the door into the foyer. I was like, damn, the heat on here, I'm blasting. I'm like, this nigga gave him the key to the heat in the hallway. And then I had to think, do I get charged for that? I don't know. Oh, nah, we not doing that. You got me fucked up. I was getting ready to go ahead and break into it, but then I realized it wasn't actually locked, which I could have swore it was locked before, because I could have swore I was going to turn that bitch on one night. So then I go in my apartment. These niggas left the heat on in my bathroom and my living room all high. I ain't get home till like 1 in the morning. Like, yo, who the fuck goes in somebody's crib and turns the fucking heat on? Then I go in the kitchen. These niggas... Some nigga was ashing in my kitchen sink. It's a fucking ashtray right there on the table. It's an ashtray. It's a big ass ashtray right there on the table. And these niggas is ashing in my kitchen sink. I'm just like, yo. So when I catch one of you niggas and fuck you up, I'm the bad guy, right? You know what I mean? But you coming in my crib like being disrespectful. It's like, who the fuck turns somebody else's heat on, bro? I got electric baseboard heat and I just got denied light heat. You know what I mean? So that shit's expensive. I'm going to get ready to go on what you're calling and check my motherfucking, because you can go on PPNL and check how much your bill is right now. How much energy you used. Well, if it depends, because they only measure your energy every other month. And then they estimate it off the other 6 months. You know what I mean? So, yeah, whatever. But who the fuck does that? And then... Luckily, I got up early. I went to bed early, so I got up early. I get up. I'm in the crib. Somebody start banging on my door. I'm thinking it's the police. I start hiding weed paraphernalia and shit. So I'm like, all right, I go out, put some pants on, go out there, some old-ass black dude. I'm like, yo, what's up, old-ass? And he was like, hey, man, look, I'm being nice. Now, first of all, that's not how you start a conversation with a complete stranger whose door you're banging on. You know what I mean? He was banging on the outside door, not even my apartment door, the outside door. Yo, that's not how you start a conversation. Like, yo, look, man, I'm being nice. Look here, young boy. Hold on, first of all, I'm damn near 40 years old, my nigga. Don't call me young boy. You know what I mean? I'm not, like, I know my youthful good looks don't belie my age, but my nigga, you can see the gray hair and the beard and the mustache. Doesn't look as distinguished as I thought it would. But whatever, I'm cool with it. You know what I mean? I got gray hair in my beard and mustache, and I don't think I have no gray hair on my head. That's wild. And I still got a full head of hair and a really nice hairline. You know what I mean? That's crazy. But, so he's like, all right, young boy, look, y'all can't be parking. Hold up, time out, my nigga. I ain't parking nothing. No, I'm being nice. That's the second time he said it. You know what I mean? Second time he said it. Now I'm getting mad. It's not even 10 a.m., my nigga, and you on my doorstep with some bullshit. You know what I mean? I am pissed at this point. So he's like, da 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 da, yo, y'all, the workers, look, bro, I don't control them workers. I don't know them niggas. He was like, young boy, look here, man. I was like, all right, yo, look, listen here, my nigga. I don't give a fuck about that van. That's not my van. That car is not mine. I don't give a fuck about your parking lot. So get the fuck off my porch talking to me with that young boy shit. You being nice. You being nice is a, you ain't being nice to me, nigga. I don't give a fuck about you. You're talking to a man of God, young man. Hold up. Do you want to meet God? Because I send you to him right now, old head. That's when old head realized he had the wrong fucking one. He's like, you know, I'm sorry, young boy. I'm going to just go ahead. I ain't mean to bother you. Yeah. Get the fuck out of here, my nigga. Who the fuck? You know what I mean? You just going to come to my crib talking that nut ass shit? The fuck is wrong with you? Fucking nut ass dude. You know what I mean? Just fucking weirdos. Like, I just, weirdos. I don't know how this shit happens to me. All right, let me get back to the rest of these motherfucking picks so I can go finish this shit up. Eagles at Packers. The Eagles is 3-7-1, 1-4 on the road. Packers is 8-3, 4-1 at home. The line is Green Bay, given 8.5, over under a 49. I already told y'all that I don't trust Green Bay with big spreads. 8.5 points is a big spread. But it's going to be cold. It's a road game. The Eagles are tritty-dash. And I don't know. Aaron Jones only has 600 yards. I mean, he's averaging almost 5 yards a carry, but he only has 600 yards. You know what I mean? So I don't. take the pack. I look for the Packers to win outright, but I'm looking at the Eagles a backdoor cover. You know what I mean? They've been backdoor covering this whole time, so I'm looking at the Eagles the backdoor cover, and I'd probably go with the under. You know what I mean? Nah, take the over. Packers to win outright, Eagles to cover, and take the over. Pats at Chargers. The Pats is 5-6, 1-4 on the road. Chargers is 3-8, 2-3 at home. The line is the Chargers are given to, which means, you know, and the over under is 47. I don't trust the rookie quarterback versus I think Cam Newton is playing awfully. The Patriots offensively are extremely limited. And yo, Justin Herbert looks like a fucking star. I told y'all I called that shit. But I just don't see Bill Belichick, even with this scrubby ass team, losing to a rookie quarterback who's prone to mistakes. You know what I mean? But I would take the Patriots to win and cover. I would take the Patriots to win, and I would probably take the under. I don't think it's gonna be a high scoring game. Broncos at Chiefs. Broncos 4-7, 2-3 on the road. Chiefs 10-1, 4-1 at home. The line is KC minus 13.5. Over under 51.5. Take the Chiefs and the over. And I think they will cover. That's a big spread. 13.5 points is a big spread. But I think they'll cover. You know what I mean? Monday night is double headers. The first one, 5:00, is Washington, my scrub ass team, at the Steelers. We're 4-7, 1-4 on the road. The Steelers are 11-0, 6-0 at home. The line is Pitt given 7, over under is 43.5. I expect, even with the loss of Bud Dupree, I don't understand. I don't know how we're going to generate. We're not going to run on them. I don't know how we're going to generate offense. And as far as the Steelers go, if our D-line can get home, we could actually win this game. You know what I mean? Like, the Steelers aren't playing all that great. If our D-line can actually get home, the Steelers can win this game. I mean, the Skins can win. The Washington football team can win this game. But, you know what I mean? That's a big if. I'm looking in. Like I said, that 7-point line isn't that big. You know what? Take Pitt to win and cover, and take the over. The late game for Monday night, Bills at Niners. The Bills are 8-3, 3-2 on the road. The Niners are 5-6, 1-4 at home. San Francisco's giving 1. Ooh, they're the favorite. The over under is 47. Take the Bills and the over. I think Josh Allen and Stephon Diggs will play great this game. You know what I mean? Pardon me. And we have another Tuesday game because, you know, it's the Ronipocalypse. Cowboys 3-8, 1-4 in a row at the Ravens, 6-5, 2-3 at home. The line is Baltimore minus 8.5, over under a 45. They're getting their people. The Ravens are getting their people back off the COVID IR. Lamar Jackson is expected to play. That's still a big line, and I don't know how ready to play they'll be after all the shit that they've had to go through. Take the Ravens to win outright, but the Cowboys to cover. Take the under. Bucks and Panthers are on buys. That covers it for sports shorts. And all my updates. I'm just call that shit a podcast right there. All right, you know what to do. I'm slowly getting back into streaming. I'm slowly getting back into posting shit on Twitter. So follow me on Twitter at Vision Blur. Follow me on Twitch, twitch.tv/DMO2K99. Y'all already know the flavor. Be dope, cause I am peace.